Welcome to TanakhStudy.com. This is Jesse Salem, and together we are studying Sefer Yehoshua.
Yehoshua Perek Kaf Aleph. In this Perek, we will discuss the Leviim's cities. As we know, the Leviim do not receive a portion of land, but they do receive 48 cities throughout all of the Shevatim's Nahalot. So it's a total of 48 cities that they receive. The 6 Arei Miklat that we mentioned in last Perek, plus an additional 42 cities, totaling 48. Bnei Yisrael were commanded in Arvot Moav, before they crossed into Eretz Yisrael, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through Moshe, to give the Leviim 48 cities and their surrounding fields. You can see towards the end of Sefer Bemidbar, Perek Lamedhe, Pesukim Aleph through Het, for the actual mitzvah given in detail to Bnei Yisrael. Pasuk Aleph. ויגשו ראשי אבות הלוויים אל אלעזר הכהן ואל יהושע בן נון ואל ראשי אבות המטות לבני ישראל. And the heads of the Levi families, avot meaning bate avot, approached Elazar Kohen, Yehoshua bin Nun, and the leading men, the leaders of the tribes of Israel. וידברו אליהם בשילו בארץ כנען לאמור. Adonai tziva biyad Moshe latet lanu arim lashavet u'migreshehen livhemtenu. And they spoke to them in Shiloh, in Eretz Kenaan, saying, Hashem commanded by Moshe to give us cities to dwell in, and their fields for our animals. So the leaders of the Leviim come and approach Yehoshua, Elazar, the leaders of Bnei Israel in Shiloh. We know Bnei Israel already set Shiloh as the dwelling place for Ohel Moed, as we saw earlier in the beginning of Perek Yud Chet, and that's where they divided up the land from. The leaders of the Leviim come with a clear objective. They want the cities that were promised to them, that Bnei Israel were commanded to give the Leviim. This is referring to the commandment that we saw in Sefer Bemidbar, Perek Lamedhe. The Leviim approach the leaders of Bnei Israel only after Bnei Israel received their respective portions of land. Right? This is Perek Kaf Aleph. This is after all the Perakim where Bnei Israel got their Nahalot, and after all of Bnei Israel received their cities. In the Torah, Perashat Arei Halviim comes after the Perashah describing the commandment to divide the land to the Shevatim. We also saw that the Leviim cities will come from the Shevatim. From the Shevatim cities, Minahalat Achuzatam, which we can only allot after all of Bnei Israel are given their respective territories and cities. So their request, the Leviim's request, is coming at a very appropriate time. And what do they ask for? They ask for the cities and the surrounding fields. Right? The Migrashim, the surrounding fields are for the animals. It's an area of 2,000 Amah, approximately 3,000 feet, in each direction from the perimeter of the city itself. Now, for the number of cities for each Levi family. Vayitenu b'nei Yisrael l'Leviim min nahalatam el pi Adonai et ha'arim ha'ele v'et migreshehem. And b'nei Yisrael gave Leviim from their territory, from their land, based on the word of God, these cities and their fields. Vayaseh agorah l'mishpechot ha'kehati. The lot fell, the goral fell, the first one fell to the family of Kehat. So Kehat is the second of Levi's kids. Over here he is listed first as he gets the first goral. He's the one that gets selected first in the goral process. We've seen him listed first in the Torah as well because of his important role. The family of Kehat were the ones that would carry the Aron. And now, before we count the cities of all of Kehat, the Navi focuses in on the important family of Bnei Aharon who received their own cities. Vayhi livnei Aharon hakohen min halviyim mimatei Yehuda umimatei Hashimoni umimatei Binyamin bagoral arim shelosh esre. So the children of Aharon hakohen from the Leviim receive their cities from the tribe of Yehuda, from the tribe of Shimon, and from the tribe of Binyamin. Through this goral, they receive 13 cities. As we'll see later on, Yehuda is going to give up 8 of their own cities to the Leviim. Shimon will give up 1. Binyamin will give up 4. All of Bnei Aharon receive their cities in the south of Eretz Yisrael. ולבני קהת הנותרים, and to the tribe of Kehat, for the children of Kehat, who are left over, meaning left over after we gave the children of Aharon their cities. Aharon are one of the children of family descendants of Kehat. Over here, for the rest of Bnei Kehat, Mimishpehot Mate Ephraim, Mimate Dan, Umehatsi Mate Menashe Bagoral, Arim Aser. So they received their cities from the families, the tribe of Ephraim, from the tribe of Dan, and from the half tribe of Menashe. This is the half tribe of Menashe on the western side of the Jordan. They receive it through a Goral, a total of 10 cities. And as we'll see, 4 will be from Ephraim, 4 from Dan, and from half of Menashe, they receive 2. All these cities are going to be in central Israel. V'livnei Gereshon, mimishpechot Mate Yisachar, u'mimate Asher, u'mimate Naftali, u'mehatsi Mate Menashe, babashan, bagoral, arim shelosh esre. And to the tribe, to the kids of Gereshon, they received from the families of the Yisachar tribe, Shevet Yisachar, from the tribe of Asher, and from the tribe of Naphtali, and from the half-tribe of Menashe. This half-tribe is referring to the half-tribe of Menashe on the eastern side of the Jordan, who were located in the Bashan, right? That's the northeast, the northern part of east of the eastern side of the Jordan. Through a Goral, they received 13 cities. As we'll see, there will be 4 from Yisachar, 4 from Asher, 3 from Naphtali, and then again 2 from the other half-tribe of Menashe. These cities are in the entire north, even stretching into the eastern side of the Jordan, which is the half-tribe of Menashe. Livnei Merari l'mishpechotam, mimate Reuven, umimate Gad, umimate Zebulun, arim shetem esre. And to the children of Merari, the last family of the Leviim, to their families, they received from Reuven, from the tribe of Reuven, from the tribe of Gad, and from the tribe of Zebulun, a total of 12 cities. It will be broken up evenly, 4 from Reuven, 4 from Gad, 4 from Zebulun. These are on the eastern side of the Jordan in the south, and in addition to that, from Shevet Zebulun. Vayitenu v'nei Yisrael alviyim et ha'arim ha'ele v'et migreshehem, ka'asher tzivah Adonai b'yad Moshe bagoral. And b'nei Yisrael gave Leviim these cities and their fields, just as Hashem commanded by Moshe through a goral. So through a goral is interesting. We didn't necessarily see that it had to be done by way of a goral in the text of the Torah. This must have been something that was passed down from Moshe to Yehoshua Be'al Peh. Now we are going to actually list the cities by name. The Navi starts with the cities that go to Bnei Aharon. Vayitenu mimate Bnei Yehuda u'mimate Bnei Shimon et ha'arim ha'ele asher ikra eten b'shem. And they gave from the tribe of the children of Yehuda and from the tribe of the children of Shimon. So it's interesting, we group these two together, they're lumped together, as we know that Shimon's Nahala was Betoch, within the Nahala of Yehuda, so they're both giving cities together. They gave the following cities, which will be listed by name. Vayhi livnei Aharon mimishpechot ha-ke'atim b'nei Levi, ki lahem haya gura d'rishona. And it was from the children, to the children of Aharon, from the family of Kehat, from the children of Levi, because they received the first lot. They were chosen first through the Goral to receive their cities. Vayitenu lahem et Kiryat Arba Avi Ha'anok Hi Hebron Behar Yehuda ve'et Migrasheha Sevivotea. And they gave the children of Aharon. The first city is Kiryat Arba, the father of the giant, the Anok, which is Hebron. Kiryat Arba is the city of Hebron, which is in the mountains of Yehuda, and the fields surrounding it. So the Leviim received Hebron, yet we know that it was already given to Kalev. So the Navi clarifies, ve'et sedeh ha'ir ve'et hasereha natenu le'Kalev ben Yefune ba'achuzato. But the surrounding fields and its villages, they gave to Kalev ben Yefune in his inheritance, in his portion. So the Leviim received the walled city of Hebron itself, while Kalev received the provinces and surrounding cities. We actually saw earlier that Hebron had surrounding cities that they ruled over. Right? In Perek Yod, when Yehoshua conquered Hebron, the Pasuk there says, Vayil Keduha, they conquered Hebron, ve'et kol areha, and all its cities. These cities were the ones that were given to Caleb. Ends up that Caleb, who was the first to receive a Nahala, is the first to give the Leviim their first city. Now we go back to the list of cities. V'divnei Aharon HaKohen natenu et ir miklat haroseach et Hebron ve'et migrashea ve'et libna ve'et migrashea. And to the children of Aharon HaKohen, they gave the ir miklat haroseach, the city of refuge for the murderer. They gave first Hebron, was the first one, and its field, its fields, and Livna and its fields. So as we know, all of the Adam Miklat are given to the Leviim. Hebron was the first of the Adam Miklat, the first city given to the Leviim. Ve'et Yatir ve'et Migrashea, ve'et Eshtemoa ve'et Migrashea, ve'et Holon ve'et Migrashea, ve'et Devir ve'et Migrashea. Devir was also part of Kalev's Nahala, he gave this to the Leviim. Ve'et Ain ve'et Migrashea. Ain, this is one city within the list of nine that belonged to Shimon. All the rest were from Yehuda's cities. Ve'et Yutah ve'et Migrashea, ve'et Bet Shemesh ve'et Migrashea, Arim Tesha me'et Shene HaShevatim Ha'ele. Right, so all these cities and their fields, a total of nine cities that were given from these two Shevatim. So Shevet Yehuda gave up eight cities, two of which belonged to Caleb, and Shevet Shimon gave up one city. This jives very well with the commandment in Bemidbar, when Bnei Yisrael were commanded to separate cities and give them to the Leviim. It should be done proportionately based on the quality and amount of land and cities received by the Shevet. Right? Me'et harav tarbu, u'me'et ham'at tam'itu. So Shevet Yehuda gave up eight, Shimon gave up one. All the other Shevatim, as we'll see later on throughout the Perek, will give up four, with the exception of Naphtali. U'mimateh Binyamin, et Gibon ve'et Migrashea, et Geva ve'et Migrashea, and from the tribe of Naphtali, they gave up Gibon as the city and their fields, and Gibon and Geva as well, and its fields. Gibon, if we remember, was the lead city of the Gibonim, right? This city went to the Leviim. Et Anatot ve'et Migrashea. Anatot. Later on, this city is the city that Shlomo dismisses Eviatar HaKohen to, and the city Yirmiyah is born in. The city itself was not actually listed earlier as one of the cities within Binyamin, which is interesting. It could be maybe because it wasn't a walled city. Ve'et Almon ve'et Migrashea Arim Arba. So a total of four cities given from the tribe of Binyamin. Kol are b'nei Aharon HaKohanim shelosh esre arim u'migreshehin. All the cities that were given to b'nei Aharon HaKohanim, a total of 13 cities and their surrounding fields. And now we move on to b'nei Kehat. U'mishpechot b'nei Kehat al-Leviim anotarim b'nei Kehat. And for the families, to the families of b'nei Kehat of the Leviim who were left over from the children of Kehat, meaning once we gave the Kohanim their fields, this is the rest, the balance of B'nei Kehat. Vahi are gorala mimate Ephraim. They receive their cities through the goral from Mate Ephraim, from the tribe of Ephraim. Vaitinu lahem et eir miklat arotzeach et Shechem ve'et migrashea b'har Ephraim. They received the city of refuge, arotzeach of a murderer. They received Shechem and its fields, which was in Har Ephraim. Shechem is actually the place where B'nai Yisrael end up burying the bones of Yosef, as we'll see at the end of Sefer Yoshua. Ve'et Gezer, ve'et Migrashea, ve'et Kibsaim, ve'et Migrashea, ve'et Bet Horon, ve'et Migrashea, Arim Arba. Right, all these cities, a total of four cities. U'mimateh Dan, and they also received, B'nei Kehat also received from the tribe of Dan, et Elteke, ve'et Migrashea, ve'et Gibbeton, ve'et Migrashea, et Ayalon, ve'et Migrashea, ve'et Gat Rimon, ve'et Migrashea. Right, Gatrimon, this is another Gatrimon in addition to the one that we'll see in the upcoming Pesukim in Menashe's land. Arim Arba, a total of four cities. So also from Dan, B'nei Kehat received four cities. Mimachatzit Mateh Menashe, and from the half tribe of Menashe, this is the other half, this is the half tribe of Menashe on the western side of the Jordan. They received את תענך ואת מגרשיה, ואת גת רימון ואת מגרשיה. As we pointed out, there's another גת רימון, ערים שתיים, a total of two cities. כל ערים עשר ומגרשיהן למשפחות בני קהת הנותרים. A total of 10 cities and their fields were given to the families of the בני קהת who were left over. So 10 cities, two from Menashe, the half tribe Menashe, or I should start from the beginning. Four from Ephraim, four from Dan, and two from the half tribe Menashe on the western side of the Jordan. V'divnei Gereshon. Now we move on to the children of Gereshon. V'divnei Gereshon v'mishpechot halviyim, mechasim atem Menashe et ayir miklat arosach et golan babashan ve'et migrashea ve'et be'ashtera. And so the children of Gereshon, from the families of Leviim, they received from the half-tribe of Menashe. This is the half-tribe of Menashe on the eastern side of the Jordan. They received the city of refuge for a murderer. They received Golan, the city of Golan, which is in Bashan, and its surrounding, and its fields, and Be'eshtera, and its fields, two cities. So it's interesting, the order here is different than how we opened up our Perek, where the half-tribe Menashe was listed only after Yisachar, Asher, and Naphtali. It seems like the Navi, after counting the cities of half of Menashe on the western side of the Jordan, finishes off with the other half on the eastern side, just to juxtapose the two. Ashtera, which is mentioned, this is Ashtarot. This is the capital of Og Melech HaBashan. It's also called Ashtarot in Divrei HaYamim. So that's a total of two cities from the other half tribe of Menashe. Umimate Yisachar, et Kishion vet Migrashea, vet Davirat vet Migrashea, et Yarmut vet Migrashea. This is the Remet that we mentioned earlier in Perek Yotet. Et Ein Ganim ve'et Migrashea. Ein Ganim, this is Jenin. The city itself was given to the Leviim. Arim Arba, a total of four cities given from Yisachar to the Leviim. Umimate Asher et Mishal ve'et Migrashea. Et Avdon ve'et Migrashea. Et Helkat ve'et Migrashea. Et Rehov ve'et Migrashea. Arim Arba. So from Asher they also gave four cities to the Leviim. Umimate Naphtali את עיר מקלט הרוסח, את קדש בגליל ואת מגרשיה, ואת חמות דור ואת מגרשיה, ואת קרטן ואת מגרשיה, ערים שלוש. And from the tribe of Naphtali, they also gave the city of refuge of a murderer, קדש בגליל, right? The city of קדש and its cities, and these other cities, חמות דור, קרטן, and their surrounding fields, ערים שלוש, a total of three cities. So Naphtali is the only shevet to give up three cities. כל ערי הגרשוני למשפחותם שלוש עשרה עיר ומגרשיהן. So all the cities of the Gereshuni, this is the tribe of Gereshon, to their families, 13 cities in total and their fields. Now we move on to Bnei Merari, the last family of Leviim. ולמשפחות Bnei Merari הלוויים הנותרים, and to the families of Bnei Merari, the Leviim, who were left over, meaning they're the last one mentioned over here that we're giving cities to. Me'et Matev Zevulun et Yokne'am ve'et Migrashea. We open up with Zevulun. We give them Yokne'am and their cities. Et Karta ve'et Migrashea. Et Timna ve'et Migrashea. Timna, this is the Rimon mentioned in Zevulun cities. It's called Rimono in Divrei HaYamim. Ve'ed Nahalal ve'et Migrashea, Arim Arba, a total of four cities that come from Zevulun to Bnei Merari, and now from Gad. Umimate Gad, et Eir Miklat Aroseach, et Ramot Bagilad ve'et Migrashea. So from Gad, they receive the city of refuge of a murderer, Ramot Bagilad, and its fields. Ve'et Mahanaim ve'et Migrashea. Et Heshbon ve'et Migrashea. Heshbon is the capital of Sihon, as we saw. Et Ya'zer ve'et Migrashea. Kul Arim Arba, a total of four cities. Kul He'arim, Livnei Merari, Limishpechotam Anotarim, Mishpechot Halviim, Vahi Goralam Arim Shetem Esre. All the cities that went to Merari to their families, who were left from the families of Leviim, meaning they're the last ones given their cities from the family of Levi, and they received their goral, a total of 12 cities. If we count the cities though, you'll count only 8. The 4 cities of Reuven are missing here. If you open up Divrei HaYamim, you'll see the 4 cities of Reuven listed there. You have Beser Bamidbar, you have Yasa, you have Kedemot and Mefa'at. Over here though, interestingly enough, they are not mentioned. There were some Sefarim that added these 2 Pesukim in here, but most Masoretic texts, as Radak points out, and by the way the Keter included, did not have them. It is clear though that to fill in these 12 cities, we do need to turn to Divrei HaYamim that will clue us in with the other 4 cities that are coming from Reuven, who is not mentioned over here. Kol arei halviim betoch achuzat bnei Yisrael arim arba'im ushmone umigreshehin. All the cities of Leviim within the land, the territory of Bnei Yisrael, 48 cities and their fields. Tihiena he'arim ha'ele ir ir umigreshea sevivotea ken lechol he'arim ha'ele. Every single one of these cities shall be given with its fields around it, right? Remember, these fields served as pasture lands for the animals. So it shall be for all these cities. And now we move on to the conclusion. Vayiten Adonai l'Yisrael et kol ha'aretz asher nishba latet la'avotam vayirashua vayeshevuvah. And Hashem gave to Israel the entire land that He promised to give to their forefathers. They drove out their enemies and settled it. They chased away out the inhabitants. We know from Perek Yud Gimal that it wasn't all the inhabitants, and as well as we'll see in Sefer Shoftim, there are pockets of nations in Eretz Yisrael. Vayanach Adonai lahem misaviv kechol asher nishba la'avotam. Hashem gave them rest from the enemies surrounding them, just as Hashem promised to their fathers, referring to Sefer Devarim, Perek Yud Bet Pasuk Yod. Va'avartem et ha'yarden, right? When you cross the Yarden, v'yishabtem ba'aretz asher Adonai Elohechem manchil etchem, v'heniach lachem mikol oyevechem misaviv, v'yishabtem betach. And Hashem will let you rest from all the enemies that surround you, and you shall sit and live there securely. And by the way, this period of rest didn't return again until the times of Malchut David, David HaMelech, and Shemuel Bet. You can see Perek Zayin, where it's the next time we have this phrase mentioned, Vahashem hiniyach lo misaviv mikol oyevav. And continuing on in the pasuk, Velo amad ish bifnehem mikol oyevehem et kol oyevehem natan Adonai v'adam. And no one stood up to them from all their enemies. All their enemies Hashem gave in their hands. This is fulfilling the words of Hashem that Hashem promised to Yoshua in Perek Aleph, Lo yityasev ish lefanecha kol yemei hayecha. No one shall stand up to you all your days. When we say that Hashem gave all their enemies in their hands, this needs to be explained, as we know that there were still nations and pockets of enemies left in Eretz Yisrael. Ralbag explains that all the enemies that Bnei Yisrael exerted effort and took initiative to fight against, Hashem delivered them into Bnei Yisrael's hands, but the Shevatim that sat back and enjoyed the calm, yes, the surrounding enemies were able to stay. So there was a peace and calm, no one came to fight Bnei Yisrael, and whoever Bnei Yisrael stood up to and fought, they drove them out of the land. Lo nafal davar mikol hadavar hatov asher diber Adonai el bet Yisrael hakol ba. Nothing fell, nothing failed from everything that Hashem spoke to the house of Israel. Hakol ba. Everything was fulfilled. So in this perek we saw the 48 cities of the Leviim, of which 6 of them were Arei Miklat. I didn't point this out as we went through the perek, but it's interesting to see that each family of Leviim received 2 Arei Miklat within their cities. So the 6 Arei Miklat were divided equally, even though their total number of cities varied by family. The Kohanim received 13, the balance of Kehat received 10, so Kehat total received 23. Gereshon received 13, Merari received 12. With that, we conclude the list of cities belonging to the Leviim, and in a larger picture, to all of Bnei Israel over the last few Perakim, and the land is conquered and settled. And now, the 2.5 tribes who entered Eretz Israel to help fight their wars, will be able to go back to their families on the eastern side of the Jordan, as we'll see in next Pirek.